Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And we love talking about how to strengthen family relationships on our show. And one of the hardest things a family can experience is separation due to war or military deployment. And one of our listeners, Amanda, is married to a captain in the United States Army. They have two young sons, and her husband is currently on a six-month assignment in the Middle East. And she joins us on the phone today from Colorado to talk about how her family is able to stay close during this difficult time. Thanks for being here, Amanda.
Thanks, Charlotte.
So how many deployments has your husband been on so far?
So this is actually his first deployment.
Oh, okay.
He has gone to two trainings that were 4 months and then a one-month assignment. So he's been gone before, but this is the first deployment for 6 months.
First international time away from him then.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So since you've been away from him for shorter periods of time, and even though he's been in the United States, but still far away, what's the hardest part about being away from him?
Probably just the simple things of having a husband and a father come home every night for dinner and being there to wrestle my boys and that type of thing. And also, Sundays can be pretty challenging at times just because we get to church. And if I have a one-year-old and a three-year-old, and if the three-year-old starts crying and the one-year-old wants to be held. So there's those moments. But I am still surprised the blessings that we receive every time that we have been apart. There's been someone in my ward that called and said, we have three daughters that are in young women. Can we sit with your family during sacrament meeting? And so they'll help when someone's crying, or people will bring us dinner because they're like, I know what it's like to cook dinner when my husband's gone, so I cook you dinner tonight. So people are always just watching out for the moments that start to get tough. Someone appears and makes it better.
That's awesome. I love how faith communities, church communities can really rally around people during difficult times.
Definitely.
So how do your boys are so young, do they kind of recognize when your husband's gone for a long period of time, or how do they kind of deal with that?
They do. I feel like they almost sense it as he's getting ready to leave. Just they see him packing and he's home a little bit more than usual because he usually gets some time off before he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So we pack a bunch of memories in together before he leaves, and then he's away, it almost takes him a couple of weeks to adjust to, oh, Dad isn't around, but we can talk to him on the phone. And so that's such a blessing, technology, that we can still FaceTime him almost every day. And they love to see him and show him something that they made or a new trick that they learned. And he can still be involved, even though he's far away. And we have made it a habit to have family prayer over FaceTime.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I think the first couple times, it was a little bit awkward because we'd put the phone up and my boys would stare at it like, what are we doing as we are kneeling down? But it's become something now that we look forward to because we can hear my husband praying for us and then also my husband receive strength as we pray for him. And so we still kneel together and can see each other and kind of talk about our day and say a prayer together. So that's something that we enjoy.
Yeah, that I've actually experienced that with my own family when we've all been spread around the country or on trips in various places, and we try and FaceTime and say a family prayer together at least once a week. And it's been a really sweet experience to do that. What is the biggest lesson you think you've learned from these experiences of being separated from your husband?
There's been so many as I've thought about them. I've seen so many tender mercies. I'll probably get emotional just talking about them. Heavenly Father is aware of us, and just having great home teachers that I can call on when my baby needed a blessing and my husband wasn't right here, but my home teachers appeared. Wanted to help out, and even when it snowed a lot last winter and he was gone and my neighbors were shoveling my driveway, and I'm happy to do it, but they were like, we want to help you, your husband's gone. And so I've just seen that Heavenly Father is so aware of us and knows our situation, and I'm a pretty independent person, so I have a hard time sometimes wanting to ask for help. But even when I don't ask, I've seen that Heavenly Father has provided a way that my prayer has been answered. And he's always there and protecting us, even though my husband can't be here immediately to help. And I've also seen a couple of times when I had a new baby, and he was gone to training, and my baby was crying, and I was exhausted, and it was the middle of the night, and I texted my husband and asked him if he could just say a prayer at that moment. And he did, and my baby stopped crying. It was such a blessing that even my husband's prayers, wherever he is in the world, can bring comfort to our home when he's away.
Absolutely. Those are some really powerful and very beautiful examples of, like you said, Heavenly Father watching out for you. What would you say to someone else who might find themselves in a similar situation to you and your family?
If I think about that, I just know there can be times that you feel really lonely. But I remember even feeling this way as a new missionary, like learning a language and feeling like I'm never going to make it here. And I would just think about others that have served missions and done that. And then when I became a mother, thinking, how am I ever going to figure out how this new baby works? But there's other mothers that have done it and were willing to help me. And so I feel like it's another kind of a chapter in my life of now being a military wife, where I've met other military wives that can give me advice and say, I've been there, but you'll make it. And just take it one day at a time. And you might start feeling discouraged, but just remember that others have done this and made it. So I guess my advice would be that in those times where you feel alone, just know that others are willing to help you and they can relate to you and maybe provide suggestions that their family has done to make it a sweet experience instead of feeling bitter that your spouse is being taken away for work or to serve his country.
Well, those are really good, important lessons to remember. So thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Charlotte. I love listening to your show every morning. I turn it on and I'm ready for the new day. So thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And thank you for listening. So be sure to download the Mormon Channel app or visit mormonchannel.org for great blog posts, podcasts, and inspiring videos that you can watch and share with your family and friends, both near and far. And we're going to end our episode today with a quote from the Bible from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Very simple, very profound, and definitely something to remember during all phases of life. Thank you so much again for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.